Hello, everybody, and welcome again. This is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, along with Roger Bauer, the social media ninja. We are gathered together once again this fine afternoon, November 16th, Monday. We survived Friday the 13th. So, Mr. Roger, you ready for a little 30-minute daily bop here today?
Yeah, we can make it. We can do a quick one today. Relatively quick.
You feel better after your rant from last week?
Yeah, I got an update on that. I need to apologize to Stompernet a little bit because I went and did a little more digging on them. They have lowered their $800 a month price tag down to $197, and
wow.
Looking at everything you get for $197, it's a pretty good deal. So
maybe they should have raised it up to $199, and that would have helped with their cash flow.
Maybe so. Well, I think this $197, I mean, it is a good offer, and I can't throw any stones at that. I don't know what's going on with the company behind the scenes, but that is a good offer. So in the effort of being fair, I want to update everybody who listens that Stomper is offering something. It's pretty good, a whole lot of value in that. I don't know how they're involved with Infusion, but they've got an Infusion offering on the $197 offer page too, so I don't know how they're doing that. So, but anyway, that's a good offer. So apologies to Stompernet if any of the Stompers listen and got offended by my rant on Friday. But $800 a month for search engine
optimization. Well, that's what it was. That's what it was back in February when I first met those guys.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of money.
So yeah. That was a barrier. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude,
that was Friday, Joe.
He got too rowdy at the beach. I thought I was going to have to bury him.
That was Friday.
I know. Crazy. So you know what the word of the day is, right?
What's that?
It's Bayou. You know, I was raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you know, down
right.
by the Bayou.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a verb and a noun. That's to purchase for another. I just walked right up to her and said, "Hey, darling, let me buy you a drink." Buy you a drink.
I hear that.
Whisper sweet nothing in your ear.
That's right.
So, all right. You've calmed down. You've apologized. Now educate our listeners, would you?
All right. There is a blog post from Casey Hibbard. It's actually from last week. Looks like it was last Thursday, but on socialmediaexaminer.com, and it says it pays to listen, Avaya's $250,000 Twitter sale. And they're talking about how they picked up on some stuff through Twitter, and there's a quote in here, "There is no tweet that goes unturned, no forum post that goes unturned where our name is mentioned." So it's talking about how they are actively listening in on a lot of the social media conversations, which we keep telling people over and over, listen 80%.
Who's listening? What?
Avaya.
Avaya. Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So they are saying that they listen far more than they talk, and we've recommended to people do the 80-20 thing where you listen 80% of the time, you talk 20, and you can position yourself to be in the right place at the right time with the right message. All of that's the right offer, everything else, and this is speaks right to that. So they did a $250,000 sale from listening on Twitter. I would say that's a pretty good ROI.
Maybe I need to listen a little more.
Yeah, it would be nice to get a $250,000 sale, wouldn't it?
What'd you say?
A $250,000 sale, I could go for that. And it breaks down.
Huh?
Well, it breaks down the social media tools they're using. It says they've got 42 groups and 5 fan pages on Facebook. They've got an external blog and then 14 internal blogs. They've got 15 internal wikis, 10 global Twitter accounts, 12 LinkedIn groups, 3,000 employees on Yammer, and they recently launched Socialcast. So, and the results are they've got 50 virtual team members that volunteer to monitor 1,000 to 2,500 mentions of Avaya online every week, a single Twitter post led to $250,000 sale 13 days later, so it even shortened the sales cycle. If anybody's familiar with the typical sales cycle for Avaya sells primarily phone equipment and technology stuff. Well, you don't sell a PBX in 13 days on a normal basis. So that's if you can reduce what is typically a 6 to 8 month sales cycle for a smaller phone system, you cut that down to 13 days. That's a pretty good accomplishment. That is something worth beating the chest over.
Yeah, that's cool. Did they say how that happened?
Well, it says they proactively intercept many support issues before the customer ever logs a formal support request. So they're also offloading some of their support group cost by monitoring these Twitter conversations and these online social media conversations. So they're not even having to call into the help desk. They're not even having to log a call and go through that entire process to where it's going to have to touch 3 or 4 different people. They're intercepting it and taking action on it almost real time to the point that they're saving costs, but they're also generating revenue because, I mean, you turn a sale around in 13 days for – that's a pretty major phone switch, $250,000. I mean, that's – you're going to have quite a few extensions and everything else off of that. That's doing pretty well.
Does it have caller ID?
I'm sure it's got caller ID for $250,000. It better.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, but that's a decent sale. I know from coming from that world, a phone system that size is probably – that's more like a 6 to 9 month sale. I mean, people don't just go out and buy $250,000 phone systems every week. It's not just something people do, and there's a lot of thought that goes into it, a lot of decision-making. You're going to have a whole lot of people involved in the decision. It's not just, let me go call Avaya today and I think I'll order their voice over IP / time division multi TDM hybrid phone system for my 200-person office. It just sounds like something fun to do today. It's just not something that people do. So
you've been reading those technical books all weekend again, haven't you?
haven't read any technical books this weekend.
TDM, and next you're going to be talking about DWDM. And
that's right.
Sonnet rings and mesh topologies. Come on, man. It's a family call. Golly. All right, what else?
There is another one on here, and this is 3 new social media studies worth reading. Number 1, social media engagement, big challenge for many businesses. That's a Deloitte study. And it says here the top 3 areas respondents identified as obstacles, and that number 1 is keeping visitors engaged. That got a 20% or a 30% response or a 30% vote. Getting people to join, 24%. Encouraging return visits to the online community, that's 21%. And it also says, in addition, the majority of respondents agreed that the following are key business outcomes for their online communities. Increased word of mouth, 38%. Increased customer loyalty, 34%. Increased brand awareness, 30%. So a lot of the stuff we've been talking about, we haven't been focusing on these obstacles as much, but maybe that's a potential topic for a webinar or teleseminar that we can talk about how you can keep visitors engaged and getting people to join the conversation. I mean, Wes, you're doing some of the stuff with your fan page on Facebook to get more people to join in and having a little contest of sorts. I want to tell some people about that.
Have you seen that new Facebook fan page?
I haven't checked it out recently. You done a little upgrading?
You're going to check it out, man.
All right.
And while you're checking that out, man, did you know that Barack Hussein Obama has never used Twitter?
Is that right, even though he had a Twitter account?
I wonder if it's kind of like Bill Clinton, huh? I smoked, but I didn't inhale.
I guess so.
I had an account, but didn't tweet.
He had a lot of Twitter followers.
I kind of like John Kerry. I voted against the war before I voted for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
they said he had one of his handlers at a lot of his stuff. I mean, there's no way he's going to be able to manage all that stuff and run for office, and a lot of that stuff was his marketing team and everything else, which they like Barack or not. I mean, he did a good job with social media to get elected.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But I was giving you an opportunity to talk about the contest for going to your Facebook fan page and Social Media Mondays. I was trying to get you going there.
I was waiting for you to check it out and proofread to make sure it all was working right.
No, you can still get people to go and enter the contest. Tell them
about
it.
Got to become a fan. Become a fan of the Sales Whisperer on my fan page on Facebook and mention that you heard about it here, and you'll be entered into a drawing to win 1 month for free, total immersion in Social Media Mondays live conference calls. There you go. You happy?
There you go.
You're such a capitalist. Always selling, aren't you?
I'm trying to give you an opportunity here.
All right. All right, I appreciate it. I got kids to feed. That's good. Speaking of which, here comes my biggest eater. What's up, Matt? Say hello to the podcasting world and listeners of Southern Social Media.
Hi.
He's fired up.
Rather verbose young man, huh?
All right, so the number two.
Like, using the proper context.
Yeah, the number two social media study worth looking at is social media used as a discovery tool by 18% of online population. This comes from Nielsen. And that's pretty much, of those surveyed, 18% reported social media sites as core to finding new information. So we've talked about the conversations going on and people are talking. Whether you're listening or not, the conversation is still going to continue on and they're still going to be talking about what they're talking about. But you can also, by listening, and that's kind of the key tenet of today's Southern Social Media call, you can do a lot of research without anybody even knowing that you're doing that research. You can find out a lot about your target market, especially if you know that they maybe go to LinkedIn a lot and they participate in a lot of the Q&A sessions, or maybe your target audience is the one asking a lot of the questions, so you can see what questions they're asking, or if they're on Twitter, you can see what are they talking about during the day. Do some little custom searches, and whether you use TweetDeck or Hootsuite or whatever, have it create a window for a little column that has your keywords in it so you can see what people are talking about, and just listen for a while. You don't even have to, those people don't even have to know that you have that search set up or that you have that special little column on your Hootsuite or your TweetDeck or whatever tool you're using. You can just sit there and monitor that a couple times a day, see what people are talking about, see what they're talking about surrounding your keywords or maybe your product or your service or your brand, whatever it may happen to be, and you can learn a lot from that just from eavesdropping. That's the beautiful thing about Twitter is you can eavesdrop and people don't even know you're eavesdropping.
You kind of like it that way, don't you?
Well, you can kind of hang out, see what's going on, and pick and choose your spots to jump in. Because, nobody likes that person that just jumps right in that wasn't invited and tries to take over the entire conversation, or the obnoxious person that shows up at the party that feels like the party doesn't start until they get there, even though they don't know 99% of the people at the party.
That's you and me, brother. I mean, how rude.
So you're saying people don't like us when we show up at the party?
I'm saying that the party don't start till we get there.
Well, that may be the case, but, usually you like to know a few people before you go in and just kind of barge in and
take over. We're the caterers and we're sweeping and stuff, So, you can't have a party in a dirty place.
Yeah, well, also, when you have a party at your own house, it kind of makes things a little easier because then you are the life of the party since you're organizing the thing. But all right, so the third little study that they are talking about is businesses slow to incorporate social media into practices. I don't think this is any shock to us, but it says BIA Kelsey did a study and shows how different people are slow to adapt social media or slow to adopt social media into their campaigns. And only 9% say they've used Twitter to market in the past 12 months. 23% have used social sites in the past 12 months. I would have thought that number would be a lot higher, at least.
Is that social psychics?
Sure. But that's not
that's
even
what we need.
Not even
I'm going to go jump online and see if socialpsychics.com is available.
Well, it probably isn't now, because if somebody's listening, then they probably went and got it. So.
Dang.
But it's only one in, it's not even one in four have even used a social site in the past 12 months. That's kind of, well, it tells people that think that they're too late to the game. Well, no, you're not too late to the game, because if only one in almost four, it's actually more like one in 4.2, whatever, carried on out. Have used social sites in the past 12 months? You're not too late to the game, so you can look at that statistic either way. Either people haven't figured it out, they're slow to the game, or if you haven't gotten in, then it's not too late for you to get in, and you can jump ahead of the curve pretty quickly. The next one is 16% have incorporated video into their website. Video is super-duper hot, and it's not hard to create a video. You can do something as easy as go get a free program for the PC, Cam Studio, and do some screen captures. You could create a video that way, or you could create some slides in PowerPoint and do a screen capture that way, to where it records your PowerPoint as if you're giving a presentation to a large audience, so you can create a video that way. Or if you're the type that likes to get in front of the camera and just talk, cameras aren't that expensive anymore. You can get a really good camera for around $120 that you can create a daily video. You can create a video blog, or a vlog as they call it. So video is one of the easiest ways to get in front of more of your target audience, and only 16% have incorporated this into their website. So if you haven't started to incorporate video, you can jump ahead of the curve pretty quickly just by taking a few steps that I just outlined for you. Make video a key part of your marketing campaign and your social media marketing campaign, and you can get rolling.
Well, that's a good thing.
And they've also got a couple more stats to businesses 3 years or younger, only 16% report using Twitter. Businesses 11 plus years, only 2% report using Twitter. And we talked about this, I don't remember which podcast it was, but I think it was a couple weeks ago, that it seems as though the businesses that have been around longer aren't jumping on this social media bandwagon as much. Now, you can take two things out of that. Are these businesses that have been around longer, are they just more savvy and avoiding social media? Or are they just so caught up in the day-to-day stuff and keeping their business afloat that they just don't have time to really adopt social media as part of their marketing yet?
Right.
I mean, you can look at that either way. So it depends on which glass half full, glass half empty, however you want to look at it. Same thing with businesses 3 years or younger. More of them report using Twitter, but is that because the startups are more inclined to use what is quote-unquote free marketing avenues as opposed to the ones that have more established marketing channels and advertising partners and things of that nature? And just because a business is 11 plus years and the only 2% report using Twitter, they might have hired somebody to do it. So,
well,
you never know.
Yeah. I don't know, there's a few things. I talked to a guy today. You know, I'm putting on this hands-on workshop December 8th. And talked to a guy who owns a plumbing company. And, you know, it's so funny. He just laughed. He says, oh, I can't learn how to market more right now. My business is too slow. I can't spend money. And I got a few responses today because I put that out as a post. You know, I said, my business is down. I can't spend money on marketing. And I said, is that sad, ironic, you know, or stupid? And you know, I bet he'll be gone. He's been in business 20 years, plumbing company,
right?
You know, small plumbing company. He was used to doing things a certain way over all this time, you know, and he was busy doing, and then the market shifted.
Right.
And he's going to be going.
Yeah, I've talked with a couple plumbers, too, and it's the same thing that, you know, I got my Yellow Pages ad. That includes, and they help me with my online search presence that I get a little search engine optimization bump from my Yellow Pages ad from whatever they do behind the scenes. I don't know. I'm not into that. But at the same time, it's like I don't really have time to be doing the type of stuff, the type of marketing that you suggest that I do, you know, what's worked for me for 25 years, kind of like that guy. Well, you know, it'll continue to work. It'll bounce back. Will it? I mean, are you really sure that it's going to bounce back? I mean, you see a lot of these. Look at Ford. I mean, Ford is a prime example of a company that was often viewed as stodgy, old-fashioned, slow to adapt, and look at what they're doing. They're jumping on this social media bandwagon hot and heavy, and it's producing results for them. You know, getting a lot of word-of-mouth marketing from this. They're inviting people that they probably didn't even think about before, such as bloggers and people who write online reviews, you know, moms. They're getting them involved. And how are they reaching these people? Well, they're going out and they're finding these. You've got a lot of web moms. They've got their own little community built up. So they're getting in with those people and engaging them and getting them to come out and check out their cars. And they're changing the perception of what Ford really is all about. A lot of people have positive thoughts about Ford, whereas 4 or 5 years ago, everybody thought Ford would be under by now.
Right.
All the troubles they were having, but they've risen above all of this you know, turmoil and everything else to where they're a thriving entity again. Well, I'm not going to say social media is totally responsible, but it's played a part, and I think that companies that have been in business, such as your plumber guy and some of the people I've talked to, they can learn something from that. You know, here's a company that's been, they've been around forever. And they probably thought we're going to be around forever. Some tough times hit, and they had to reevaluate their entire, everything they did, their whole strategy from how they manufacture cars, what they put in the cars, what type of cars they want to build for the future, what's going to sustain them, to their entire marketing mix. And
yep.
You see the choices they've made. Well, don't just look at that and go, well, oh, you know, well, Ford's just kind of, they're trying everything. No, I mean, this is part of their strategy, and some of these businesses that think, you know, I've been around forever, I'm going to be around forever, not so much. I mean, look at how much Chrysler's struggling. And
right.
GM is starting to turn the corner a little bit. I think that they're also jumping on the social media bandwagon pretty heavy. Dell had some tough times there for 2 or 3 years. They're jumping in on the social media bandwagon hot and heavy. So, I mean, you look at these companies and you see what they're doing. The bigger companies, take what you can and learn from them. It's the same thing that they say in the Blue Ocean Strategy book. If you haven't read that, it's an excellent book to read. But instead of looking at just what your competitors are doing, look across industries and see what companies in other industries are doing that's savvy and that's making headway and getting them positive word of mouth. And see if you can incorporate that into your own marketing.
Well, you know, the thing we talk about a lot is visibility equals opportunity. You know, social media, nothing's going to save you if your fundamental business is not right.
Mm-hmm.
But if your fundamental business is good, it's a good way to get the word out and have others talk good about you.
Right, and it's just like you say, Wes, you could have the best product in the world. I mean, the absolute best. Nobody else's product even comes close. But if nobody knows about you, you're going to go out of business, even with your absolute top-of-the-line Picasso masterpiece product. If nobody finds out about it, who's going to buy it?
Yep.
And, you know, if your friends and family all buy it, then who? I mean, you're gonna run out of sales after about 250 people if you believe the whole theory that you can directly contact 250 people or you influence 250 people in the circle. If you just stop there, who else is going to buy your product? I don't think 250 sales is going to sustain any business over any long haul unless you're selling like million-dollar products. Which if you sell 250,
yep.
You'll be doing okay, but those are rare. Plus, to get your product up to $100 million or $1 million product or whatever it is, people are going to have to find out about it. You're going to have testimonials. You're going to have people that will vouch for you, endorsements and things of that nature. So you're not going to be able to come out of the chute with $1 million product.
Nope.
Somebody's going to have to find out about you. Somebody's going to have to take a flyer on you and make sure that your product's good and then vouch for you and all of that stuff. So How can you further those conversations? Social media helps you do that.
Well, it looks like old Basecamp 37 signals went down today.
Yeah, I heard that was going to happen.
You heard that was going to happen? You should have told a few people.
No, I thought I read an article not too long ago that was, or maybe it was on social media. I think that, take it back, it was. It was on Twitter. Somebody said, you know, hate to hear this. And this was a month or a month and a half ago that 37 Signals was going to shut their doors. And
no, yeah. They didn't shut their doors. They, it's like their servers crashed.
Oh, okay. I thought I read where one of the, maybe I'm mixing up two stories, because I know I read something on Twitter where somebody was complaining that a certain service was going away, and it wasn't because the service wasn't good, it was just because they didn't have enough funding.
So the summary is that a server went down and our redundant backup server wasn't operational as fast as we expected it to be. No data was lost. We're making sure that it had both issues taken care of and will not be repeated. Yep. Interesting how people kind of cut corners, or I mean, how do you not know the redundancy of your servers? So if people want to talk about that, you know, a company that I worked with for a while is now partnered up with Dell, but it gets way techie and way beyond Southern social media. But if you've got a company doing a little cloud computing, or you need five nines from the edge to the core, look me up on saleswhisper.com. Give me a shout. I'll hook you up, brother. Because most companies, I think it kind of gets out of the scope here, but so many companies cannot test and verify their backup and their disaster recovery planning. It's too complex. So, you know, just like we help take the complexity out of social media, you know, I can help you take the complexity out of your network in general. So give me a jingle jangle if you don't want to be eating crow in front of the world.
Well, you know when most people do their disaster recovery planning, don't you?
Is after the disaster?
Exactly. As soon as the disaster happens, it's like, oh, I guess we need to plan for that. Well, a little late then.
So we run about a moment's notice. I'll lay a status. So we thought the problem with this is it's been way too long since we last had to fail over to the slave server. In the meantime, we've grown a ton. So you see, these companies, they grow, and it's a good thing. Then they can't test.
Right.
But there is a solution, a very elegant, very affordable, cost-effective, scalable solution for this type of cloud computing and redundancy planning and disaster recovery verification. So, oh well, getting a little technical there, kind of showing my geeky side. People, they can see my slide ruler in my bib overalls, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting a little technical. That's a little heavy for Southern social media.
Man. All right. So, three social media lessons from the restaurant world.
Oh, there we go.
So, this one's obvious. Play to your strengths. So, if your strength is fast food, talk it up. Get an iPhone application. You know, it's a lot more affordable and easier to do than you think to get an iPhone application made, especially now with Apple's SDK. Get a little app for the iPhone made. Let people order right through their phone. You know, that would be some cool stuff. People
mm-hmm.
would be talking about you. And I bet you the few $100 to $1,000 or so that it might take, you know, maybe it takes $1,500 to get a little app made with your menus and whatever. You would make that back in the cool factor in press releases. You could probably get interviewed with the local media. That would be a cool thing. So, second one, solve old problems. So this is from Mashable, Chris Allison. Man, a lot of people talking about this one. So, one of the ways companies have been successful with social media, solve old problems, now famous food trucks. Oh, yeah, I remember those. They were talking about they can locate where that truck's going to be when it's driving around.
Right.
That, I would like that in reverse. I would like to know where the ice cream truck is going to be and then not have my kids there. Ain't nothing like six screaming kids, you know. It reminds me of Eddie Murphy. Mom, the ice cream man is coming. Throw down some money. Here comes your mom. Throw down some money. Get your brother Tutti Frutti. Get your push up. Give me a lollipop and get the banana and bring me back the change. And you catch all that and take off top speed after the ice cream man. And you know he hears you coming. And he's got his buddy in his car saying, "Watch me make these kids run an extra block." So I digress. Oh, finally, answer the big question. So this guy is saying, what is the big question? Well, like a good weatherman, which I used to be, he says, it depends. So if you got something new every weekend, a new flavor, if you've got some special deal, you know, one of my clients here, Rosa Maria's, fine fast food Mexican cuisine, family owned. You know, they've got a Monday Madness special during Monday Night Football. So answer the big question. So if you've got a promotion or something, talk it up. So those are the three biggies, according to Chris Allison, three social media lessons from the restaurant world. So if you're in a restaurant, goodness gracious, you should be killing it on social media. Go check out – I got to get over this cold – check out Rosa Maria's on Facebook. They are now up to an ungodly number of fans. Let me see here. Rosa Maria's Drive-In. They went from not having a presence to 1,349 fans in about 60 days.
That's cool.
Okay, so now we're redoing their website. They're linking back and forth between the fan page and Twitter and the website. Now we're going to start promoting their catering. They, when they run their Monday Night Madness specials, people are starting to notice it. They're printing up their receipts or their specials and bringing it in. So, if you're in the restaurant business, you need to be killing it in social media, period.
Yeah, and I've told quite a few restaurant owners, and we've talked about the one that's local here, and, sometimes they're slow to come around to some of the things they can do with social media, but there are so many opportunities with that because what is a restaurant by nature? It's where people gather to eat, drink.
That's a trick question, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
People eat there. That's what it is.
Well, I mean, it's they also gather. It's a place to go to get away, to get out of the house, to get away from all of life's everyday issues. I mean, people, friends go there to meet. I mean, you've got the girls like to have their girls' night out, so maybe you could tie something into a girls' night out or, you know, guys' night at for the football game. I mean, there's so many different things you can do with social media and spread the word very quickly that restaurants would be foolish almost not to take advantage of social media in some regard. Yeah, you might be just like Rosa Maria. She's a local outfit. But how many, did you say 1,600 Facebook fans?
1,349 in about 60 or 75 days.
Okay, so 1,349 Facebook fans, and think of the little community she's building with these fans, and she can offer specials just to the Facebook fans that then will encourage those fans to go out and tell their friends, hey, you got to join Rosa Maria's Facebook fan page because she gives specials only to her Facebook fans. You can get a little discount that way. That's a great way to drive traffic into your restaurant through social media. And also, I mean, people are going to start, you'll have that community sense because, oh, yeah, I found this through the Facebook fan page. So it gives people something to talk about. I mean, it's just there's so many positive things you can do. Now, if you have a terrible food or somebody gets food poisoning, that's the flip side of it, that people are going to find out in a hurry that, hey, I got food poisoning when I went to this restaurant, but... I mean, as long as everything's in order, your house is in order, you're taking care of business, you're taking care of your customers, then social media can be a very positive influence for a restaurant or a beauty salon. We talked about that. That's another little niche market that could easily take advantage of social media. And, you know, women are very particular about who they go to do their hair. And, you know, it's one of those things that you can just turn into a positive, that whole little want to be a part of a community, because everybody wants to be part of something. So if you can have them be part of something as a result of your product or service, hey, tie into that, take advantage of that. I mean, don't be blatant about it, but give them the opportunity to form the community that's got one thing in common, and that is your product or service or your place of business.
Well, and I think it's really neat the way you frequent your salon. Like, you do your nails in 1 week, and then your facial in another week, and your highlights on another, and then, you know, you get that wax job on the final week. And, I mean, you just, you know, well, you can always bring a guest, and, I mean, you help that business. That's good for you. Socially conscious.
No, it's funny how I came across the one lady who's got her own salon now, but I was looking for somebody to cut my hair on a Sunday, and the place I usually go to, well, it was closed. There was another place that I used to go to. I don't really care. I'm not that particular, as long as, you know, you can get my hair even all the way around. I'm not that particular about it. But, you know, so I went in there, and I'd never been into the place before, and just started chatting with her, and she was telling me all the different things. So we started talking about business. So now I'm going to go see her just because I feel like somebody, I don't have to go in and tell her every single time, here's how I like my haircut. It's just sit down, start, and then we talk about other stuff. We don't have to talk about, you know, what I want to do with my hair and how
big. You got a big old noggin. They probably use like a 4-quart bowl on your head.
it's a drill bit.
The drill bit?
Yeah, they put a little circular saw attachment on there and
very nice.
Saw it down. But I mean, it's just one of those things. I mean, I'm bouncing ideas off of her, and she's taking all this in, and she likes all the ideas, and it's the same thing with the restaurant owner going in there, and she just laughs when I come in now because I'm going to ask her every time I see her, how come there's not more people in here, because you just hired this new whiz-bang manager who's supposed to be this marketing and advertising expert, but I don't see any more people coming in. I mean, put somebody to work for you that can help you grow the place, just like you with Rosa Maria's. I mean, look at that. 1,349 followers in about 2 months.
Yep.
I mean, that's some social media ninja right there.
Son, I'm telling you. You got to call us, and we'll do it for you.
That's right.
You're
getting a lot of good ideas out of this podcast, too. I mean, you're getting that for free.
Don't even cost nothing.
Nope. Just turn on your speakers.
If you got a fancy iPhone like I do, you can listen to us at double speed. And the way Roger draws things out, good grief. That's fine. Get some words out of them. You know what I'm saying? But me, I get all nervous on these calls. I start talking real fast.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I just speed up. They don't have to speed me up, man. I get to going. Which reminds me, I got to get going. Got my old man in town. We're going to go hang out. I'm going to go hit the gym real quick. He's fixing up some black-eyed peas and ham, my brother.
Ooh.
My wife's making some cornbread. Mm.
I got
a line. People are lining up outside of the house.
I bet they are. Is it the bread that I had when I was out there?
Yeah, these people in Southern California are like, what is that smell?
That's some good stuff now.
Like, it don't smell like no tofu.
No, Shannon can cook up some bread. That was awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, you could be a redneck Jedi if you've ever heard the phrase, may the force be with y'all. Come on. It's building up, isn't it? It's kind of oozing in there. Kinda like the force is taking over. Come on. Bust out the laugh.
Oh, man.
All
right,
like that one?
Yeah, we'll close it out here, but
okay, well, look, you could be a Jedi redneck if that disturbance in the Force was just last night's baked beans. Now, that's funny right there. Woo! Mama has some good beans. Oh, man.
All right, so tell everybody how they can get involved in your social media Mondays.
I like the way you give me orders, just push me around. Who do you think you are, some fancy Kentucky headhunting dude?
I'm trying to help you out here, Wes.
All right. Just go to thesaleswhisperer.com. We're getting things all rearranged, too, man. It's getting fancy.
It's looking nice.
I know. You have all new landing page and stuff. But you can check out the social media Mondays. And it's got a nice big button there on the bottom left now. Social media integration. Click on that and take you right to the social media Mondays. Sign up right there.
All right.
$47 a month, live, interactive, every Monday.
And if you want to get involved and learn how to build a huge list in little to no time, just go to listsamurai.com and you can register to get the ebook. Ebook's about 125 pages now and it continues to grow. I think I'm going to put a moratorium on any more pages in the free ebook. So the next version will be a paid ebook. So if it gets above and beyond, say 200 or so pages, which it's probably headed to that, then it's going to cost a little bit of money. But you can get the free one, which is 125 pages right now, by going to listsamurai.com. I anticipate having the actual program. Been doing some work on that today, getting very frustrated with the forum plugin for WordPress, but we'll get that squared away, and then we'll have a training program. It'll be a little 7-day deal, and then you'll have an opportunity to get into the monthly hot seat and Q&A calls, along with a members-only forum for, you won't believe the rate once it comes out. So be on the lookout for that, listsamurai.com.
Sounds good. All right. Well, my pops just walked in. Must mean
cool.
It's time to cut this off.
All right. Well, we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. Have a good day.
All right. Well, this is Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, and Roger Bauer, Social Media Ninja, calling this one wraps.
See ya.
Bye.